Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the sermon is the Gospel reading from John chapter 2, the story at the wedding at Cana. Now, I look around and I notice I'm probably not the only one here that can remember television programs in the 1950s. I'm just saying you have a good memory, you're not old. But I wonder if you remember there was a popular television program. It starred Robert Young and Jane Wyatt, and the title of the program was Father Knows Best. You remember? Yeah, it was cute. They were all cute back in those days, right? Father Knows Best. But you know, the more I think about this, in many ways, and I think my wife Debbie would agree with me, especially in relationship with their children, it really should be mothers know best. Yeah? Moms, grandmas, you would you agree with that? Yeah. Oftentimes dads are a little clueless about stuff. I know. But moms know best. And this was certainly true for Mary, the mother of our Lord. Because the scripture tells us from the earliest days, St. Luke tells us that Mary kept all these things, all of what the archangel Gabriel had told her, all of the joy of her relative Elizabeth, who was to be the mother of John the Baptist, all of the devotion of the visiting shepherds, all of the revelations of Simeon and Anna at the temple, all of the pride, as we heard in last Sunday's gospel lesson, all of the pride of seeing her son amaze the teachers at age 12 in the temple. Mary kept all these things, St. Luke says, and pondered them in her heart. And now the event of our text occurs about 18 years after last Sunday's gospel. He is about 30 years old, and there is a wedding. And Mary was there, and Jesus was there, and they ran out of wine. Well, that's what the gospel presents to us. Here's the story. Now, what to do? What to do? Mary, Jesus' mother, knew her son Jesus better than any person alive. Mary knew best. And so what did she say to the servants? She turned to the servants. She ignored what Jesus said. A mom can do that. And she turned to the servants, and what did she tell them? Do whatever he tells you. Mom knew. Mom knew. Do whatever he tells you. And so in the New Testament, in the Gospels, we have a lot of things that today, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the biblical writers recorded Jesus' words, and Jesus is talking to you today. And Mary is there whispering in our ear, and she says, do what he tells you. In Matthew's gospel, here are some things that Jesus tells us. First he says, and I like this one, he says, do not be afraid. How important that is. He says, trust in God, trust also in me. Jesus says, love one another as I have loved you. Love your enemies as yourself. Jesus says, let your light so shine before men. Give to the one who asks. Store up treasures in heaven. Seek first the kingdom of God. Ask and it will be given you. Come and follow me. Ask the Lord of the harvest to send workers into the harvest field. Preach the message, the kingdom of heaven is near. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. There's more. Matthew records more. Jesus is telling. And Mary whispers in our ear. And what does she say? She says, do what he tells you. And so Matthew continues. He says, let the little children come to me. Go and sell your possessions and give them to the poor. Whoever wants to be great among you must be the servant of all. Give to Caesar what is Caesar and to God what is God's. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus says, watch out that no one deceives you. Therefore, keep watch. Watch and pray so that you will not enter into temptation. Well, that's quite a list, isn't it? We haven't gotten started yet. Because that's just from Matthew. Now we turn to the Gospel of Mark. And St. Mary, the Blessed Mother of our Lord, whispers in our ear through the text today, and she says, do what Jesus tells you. Do what he says. And St. Mark records Jesus' words. He says, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. And again, he repeats, don't be afraid, only believe. And I like this one. Jesus says, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. I need to hear that more often, I think. Maybe many of us do. And then in St. Luke's Gospel, Jesus says to us, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Oh, what a wonderful story that was. Do to others as you would have them do to you. He repeats, love your enemies. Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink or what you will wear. Now, boy, I have to hear that. So often in my life, I get caught up in worrying about stuff like that. Jesus says, don't worry. In John's Gospel, we hear Jesus with more instructions than St. Mary calls to us, and he says, do what he tells you. Do what he tells you. And Jesus says, get up, take your bed, and walk. Do not labor for food that perishes. If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Abide in me, abide in my love. Stop doubting and only believe. Well, back at the wedding of Cana, the servants heard what Mary, the mother of our Lord, told them. And she told them, do whatever he says. And so they did. The servants filled the stone jars. We heard about it in the gospel. The 6 stone jars and between 20 and 30 gallons of water each. They filled them. And although they did not know what would happen, they did what he told them to do. And the result, of course, as we know, was the best wine. When we do what Jesus tells us to do, even when we don't always understand, and boy, that includes me. I don't get it a lot of times. Jesus tells me something in his word, and I don't quite understand. But when we do that, even if we don't understand it, we are blessed in ways that are also past our understanding, and we experience peace that only our Lord and Savior Jesus can give to us. But sadly, and if you're like me, this also applies. Sadly, we often don't do what Jesus tells us to do. We ignore his holy word. We ignore the Ten Commandments. I know you've been studying that perhaps in the adult Bible class. We ignore what God tells us to do. In fact, we regularly do the opposite. And if you think that's just us, it's not. For St. Paul in his letter to the church at Rome in the 7th chapter says it so clearly. He says, and this is St. Paul, this is the greatest apostle of all time. And St. Paul says, I know that no good thing lives in me, that is in my sinful flesh. For I can will to do what is good and right and what God wants, but I constantly do the opposite. And then he concludes that passage by saying, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? St. Paul was a saint, but he was also a sinner, just like you, just like me. We don't always do what God has in store for us. And so it is that Jesus comes to us in our weakness. He comes to us in our pain. He comes to us in our sickness. He comes to us in our dying. And he does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Jesus takes our place. I often talk about this. We mentioned this in Bible class this morning at the baptismal font. Jesus meets us there and he looks and he sees us and he sees that we are filled with clothes that look like dirty rags, and he trades with us. He gives us his robe of righteousness and he takes that upon himself. He takes our sin and he gives us his forgiveness. He sees us come to the baptismal font and he sees that we are dying. And he takes our death, and he gives us his life. And so it is, Jesus did what we could not do. He takes our place. He takes the punishment that our sins deserve. He dies for us so that we all can live with him forever. Do whatever he tells you, Mary said. And Jesus tells us today, take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Take, drink, this is my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of all of your sins. And now that we are forgiven by Jesus, now that we are wholly his again, Jesus gives us one more instruction. Now that we wake up in the morning, we know that our sins are forgiven. Now that we wake up each day and know that God loves us enough to have sent his son Jesus to the cross for us. Now Jesus comes to us and he says, go and make disciples of all nations. Mary's words were words of wisdom as often only a mother can speak. Mary knew best. And so hear her words again and apply them in your life today and tomorrow and forever. And Mary tells us, do whatever Jesus tells you. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.